What do I do if I have no idea what I want to do with my life? When I'm in the middle of my career and realize my work doesn't have meaning or purpose to me anymore? How do we tell our friends and family that we want to completely change our career? Where should we start in making such a big life change? And how can I know what to change careers to? This podcast was created to answer these very questions. My name is Travis Robinson, and you're listening to The Everyday Worker. How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of The Everyday Worker, and also happy Friday. I am so excited for the weekend, and hope you are too. And Anita is actually here with us again today, so welcome, Anita.
Thanks, Travis. Hi, everybody.
How have you been doing?
Great. Had a great week this week and really looking forward to the weekend and having some time, some downtime. So yeah, I'm doing good. How about you?
Yeah, I've been doing good. Been busy. I've been doing a lot of networking with people, which has been awesome with COVID and stuff. And I found a great event in town that they meet every Wednesday morning. And so I've been going there, and a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business people that come there and meet. And yeah, made some good friends there now. And we actually were just doing a little brainstorming of some product and business ideas this last week. And so it was pretty fun doing that.
Oh, that's cool. That's like, you know, stimulation and kind of creativity and got that like group work going. So
for sure. That's,
yeah, totally something we're missing right now, right? So
yeah. So
brave
so
souls. Good.
But yeah, something that I wanted to talk about with you a little bit today, and especially just to kind of pick your brain about this topic, is the idea of branding yourself. And I specifically, I had an interview with a woman a few weeks ago, Liz, and she's in marketing, and I kind of picked her brain a little bit about like how can we market ourselves. But something that recently I've been thinking about a lot for myself with coaching and everything is something that Pat Flynn talked about. And for those of you who don't know Pat Flynn, he's from the Smart Passive Income podcast, and that's his company. And he's super awesome with podcasting and stuff. And he said, like, as someone who has a personal brand, what are you known for? And as a coach, that's something that I've been thinking about, is like, what am I known for as a coach? But when I think about that question, I think it's so applicable to if you're just applying to a job as an engineer or as a nurse or going into graphic design, and especially if you are making a career change and you need to learn how to articulate your skills to a new industry or to an employer, and really thinking about that question of like, what am I known for? What skills and strengths do I have that I can bring to this new company or this new industry? So that's what I would love to pick your brain about today.
Okay. That's a big topic. I think, but I think it's something really important actually, because when it comes to either when you're in a job and you're thinking about, you know, how you want to move forward in the organization and kind of set yourself apart and get noticed and get promoted, right? Or even get a raise, or whether you're thinking about getting a new job, I think, you know, in both instances, kind of knowing you're known for is super important, because, you know, there's that expression that says jack of all trades, master of none. And, you know, essentially that means that you cannot do everything, right? You have to somehow embrace some part of what you do and what you do really well so that you can kind of set yourself forward. I think something that helps sometimes in these instances is to think about like the bigger picture. If you're somebody who's recruiting a candidate for a position, a lot of times you're going to be looking to complete a team. So people are going to be kind of interviewing you and imagining as they're talking to you, can I see this person fit into our existing team? Now, if you're sitting there trying to explain to everybody about how you can do everything, all the roles, it's kind of hard to place you, if you see what I mean. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah.
So Yeah. So I think it's really important to be able to kind of focus, you know, on a few things. And for me, the magic number is always three. Pick three things that you're really good at, or you say three things you're good at and one that you're really good at, right? So one of the three that you're really going to focus on the most, and focus on that and kind of embrace it and enhance it. And then whenever you get into those situations, you can kind of put that forward as your special skill, like almost the idea of the superpower that we talked about a few episodes ago. Yep.
Well, not why I really like this question of what am I known for? I like thinking about it in the context of your life as a whole. Like, what are you known for when you talk to your friends, when you're with family, when you're with your colleagues? And just like, what is that core person that you've become? Because I think that who you are in all situations, like that's a strength that you're just naturally going to be, that you can naturally play to. That's a strength that like is going to excite you, that you feel good about. And you're not like trying to have this strength for a specific role, but it's just naturally who you are. I guess, yeah, again, going back to that superpower of like, what's something that you have had a strength your whole life, really, because it comes naturally to you.
Yeah. And, you know, just as a reminder, like we said, these are things that typically you could learn. I mean, you could learn, for example, like, let's say public speaking, you could learn to become a better speaker. But for somebody who really does not like public speaking, no matter how many techniques you get to improve your skills, you still don't like to do it. And so, you know, I believe it's important to find a job which is really aligned with who you are as a person. And that way, actually, your job can contribute to your happiness instead of kind of taking away from it and or making you stressed about it. And so if you can kind of get clear on what that is and then use that as your personal branding, right? So that you become known for whatever that thing is. And I was thinking about this when we were did you want to say something?
Go ahead.
Okay. I was thinking about this a little bit earlier and thinking about how I was asking myself, is this something that changes based on where we are? And I think there's probably some nuances, but I think I agree with you that fundamentally, you know, it's who you are. So it's probably in your private life. It's probably in your professional life. Maybe it shows up to different degrees, but it does actually exist as this kind of red thread throughout. So, yeah.
That's exactly what I was gonna ask is, you had Todd Herman on your, virtual summit that you did not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And I love the interview with him and how he talked about, his big thing is the alter ego, mm-hmm. right? And this idea that sometimes you need to step into a new role, and especially like sports athletes, that when they step onto the field, they're almost stepping into this new alter ego of someone that could be totally different from when they're at home with their kids or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of curious, what are your thoughts on how does that play a role into this idea of like playing to your strengths of who you are as a person?
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you. I had him on the Dream Job Conference, and it was fantastic to interview him. He's a really great guy. When you talk to him, he's as intense as what you see him on whatever interviews and whatever. And he clearly has strong beliefs about being able to step into a persona so that you can actually perform at a different level. And one of the things that he and I spoke about was, is that authentic? Because it almost sounds like fake it till you make it. And I think what was super interesting was we were talking about his basically this idea about the alter ego and about being able to find resources inside of yourself that exist already, but that you want to kind of highlight maybe in one situation or another. And one of the things that we kind of discussed was that he has written this book, The Alter Ego Effect, which outlines exactly how to do that. He's also written a children's book where he addresses that really from a child's perspective. And what I think is super fascinating was that, you know, we were really talking about how he's using the same core skills in both settings, but he's totally adapting for the audience. And I think that's the key to this because, you know, if you're trying to act in a particular way and it's not natural for you at all, it's probably so obvious to people. But if you're actually taking this kind of fundamental piece of who you are and applying it in different ways because of who the audience is, I think that can be really strong. So I was just thinking, you know, like one of the things that that I was known for, let's say in the corporate world, was I have really high standards, actually. So I would always ask the difficult questions in a positive way. I was always very positive about stuff, but I was always asking like, are we doing enough? Are we doing this the right way? Can we do it better? And I was trying to think, you know, how do I apply this in my coaching? And this is something that I see actually when I'm working with individuals one-on-one, I'm constantly like cajoling them, right? So I'm constantly like pushing them on the one hand, pushing them a little bit out of their comfort zone, and at the same time, like holding them up and saying, yes, you know, you can do this, and letting them see that they can do it. So it's the same kind of fundamental part of me that's coming out, but because of the different settings, it comes out in a little bit of a different way. So, so yeah, I mean, I think I personally think that the approach that Todd Herman uses with the alter ego effect is a way for us to give ourselves permission to act in a certain way that we might otherwise somehow feel a little bit uncomfortable doing. Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense. And it reminded me of this week I started watching this documentary about Tony Robbins on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And it's called I'm Not Your Guru.
I'm not your guru.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So I think it's really interesting of how he approaches every person differently. Like, I've been kind of watching in segments, and the last part I was watching, he first was talking to this woman and she was talking about like her relationship or something like that and how it's not what she wants it to be. Or I don't remember exactly what her problem was, but he was very blunt and like in her face about it and not like kind of a jerk almost. Mm-hmm. And he even had her in front of like 2,000 people, he had her call up her boyfriend and break up with him on the phone in front of all these people. Mm-hmm. But then a little bit later, he is talking to this other woman, and he had asked the audience, like, you know, stand up if you've been suicidal or something like that. And he starts talking to this woman, and she just had like this horrible history. You know, she grew up and basically she grew up in this community, I think in like South America, where basically like you had to give sex to be able to please the gods in a way. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of this messed up community that she grew up in. And he just like he didn't try and like fix her or anything. He just like hugged her and just held her and just like sat there with her for like a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, all these people just standing around watching, you know, a minute's kind of a long time in silence. Mm-hmm. But he just held her, you know, and just understood her. And I loved how he took these two different approaches. But like when you get to the core of it, the core is that he wants to help people to overcome pain mm-hmm. in their life. You know, and so it's like different approaches, but same core values and same, you know, he like truly does care for people. And I've never been sure about Tony Robbins, but watching that, I'm like, dang, like you can really see it in his face and in his eyes that he really does care about these people, no matter how he approaches it. And so I think that kind of relates to what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think so too, because I think if you look at like what came out for me when you were describing those two things is he really knew how to dose how much he was pushing, right? Yeah. So yeah. With the first woman, maybe he was pushing to help her have strength. And maybe in the second case, it was the absence of pushing to give her the space, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's about knowing how far to go, right? In that instance. Mm-hmm. So I think it's something that it can help you if you know what your strengths are that way and like this known for. And it makes me think about a little bit of a different thing, which is when anybody who works in communications and knows anything about, you know, working with the press, for example, like if you're going to do an interview on the radio or television, a lot of times, this is a communication specialist who taught me this, a lot of times you're going to only have three messages. And whatever happens during the interview, it can be hugely frustrating for the interviewer, but basically the person being interviewed always comes back to those three things. And, you know, whether the question was really about that or not, they just kind of get really talented at turning it to that, those three topics. And I think that's a little bit how you have to think of this. You have to think like, what are the three points that I really want to make stand out for myself in the situation? You know, so like I said, either if you want to get promoted for something or if you want to get hired, I think it's the same thing. I think you have to decide, what am I going to be really strong at? You know, what am I going to be really good at? And pick and focus, because, you know, being kind of dispersed, you know, you don't have the same strength in the same way, mm-hmm. right? So, do you see what I mean? So like pick your three totally. And stick with the message with the three. So.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And, you know, on this podcast, I like talking a lot about taking action and actually going out there and talking with people. And doing this step, though, is so crucial to being able to go out there and talk to people. Because as you go out there, you want to make sure that you're clearly explaining and telling people what you're all about and what's your core values and what you're known for, right? And so doing this is such an important step. And finding that right career for yourself and making sure that you land that dream job you've always wanted.
Exactly. And I was just thinking as you were mentioning that, I think it's funny because you can actually, like, let's say you're somebody who's super caring. Okay. Let's just say like everybody always says like, you're super friendly, you're super caring. And if you think like, well, how do I turn that into, you know, something? I can't go into an interview and say, well, I'm super caring. You can, because you can say, well, because I'm a super caring person, I bring this to the table, and you explain how that will actually help you do the job in a different way, in the better way, right? So it's not about just going into the interview and plopping on them, you know, like, I'm a caring person. That's who I am. You know, no, you have to help them connect the dots and say, because I'm so caring, I'm going to be great at customer service, because even though I will, you know, respect the rules about what we're supposed to deliver, I will make sure that every person who has an interaction with this organization is going to have a positive experience. Right. Yeah, so you can guide it in a way which really helps to show why that's an important asset for the company.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's perfect. And if you are listening to this and having a hard time, like thinking about what am I known for, go ask your friends, go ask your family, like when they think about you, when they think what your strengths are or what you do consistently throughout your life, what are those things that come to their mind? And I guarantee they'll have some ideas. So
that might surprise you. Yeah, exactly. They might surprise you in the good way. You know, you might be surprised.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I hope this was helpful for everybody. And Anita, thanks for sharing your great thoughts.
Thank you. I really like doing these. I think they're a lot of fun and they're really creative for me. So I enjoy it. And I hope it's useful for people. So yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for listening, guys, and have a good weekend. And we'll see you in the next episodes.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Everyday Worker. If you want to find more great content just like this to help you in your career change journey, go to everydayworker.com. There you'll find my blog, all my podcasts, and other free resources such as my Career Change Masterclass, where I share what's stopping you from switching to a fulfilling career and how you can overcome those challenges. Again, go to everydayworker.com to learn more.